Gavin, thank you for joining me on the Home Run.
Great to be here. Great day at Don River Wayway here in the Don.
We are standing on the platform. You've just made a rather significant announcement, and what is that?
Well, we've announced that a re-elected Morrison government will fund the sum of $10 million into getting the Don River Railway on the main line and open up the coast to tourism ventures based on the train experience.
Now, Don River Railway has been part of the coast for nearly 50 years.
That's right.
How important is it as a tourism destination, not only for the Northwest, but our entire state?
Well, when I say that it's the epicentre, I think it goes further than that, because what it does is it ties other regions' tourism attractions back into the central theme. And if we can have that with a steam train experience that delivers our tourists to those great destinations that we've got up and down the coast, then I think that is a great attraction. And nowhere else do you see that. We've seen on the mainland, Danny Nong have got puffing Billy, I think it is. So how successful has that been for a number of decades? But they've been given access to the main line, and that's what this funding's about. That's what the strategic plan is, returning those tourism dollars back in dividends back to our region where it belongs.
And of course the flow-on effect is huge. I mean, to broaden what you just said, their long-term plan is to go from Devonport through to Penguin, and that opens up the possibility to stop in Ulverston and maybe elsewhere along the way, which means money's going to be invested, and that's what we like to see in the long run, isn't it?
Exactly. And what you'll find is once you have a critical mass like this, so you have a huge attraction, what that generally means is that private enterprise also steps up to the mark, and we create an atmosphere where new tourism ventures can blossom and can grow and thrive, and they can intermesh and interface into this great tourism experience that we've got right here.
And we know that Don River Railway is run by volunteers, and with obviously that plan going ahead, mainline running, that's going to attract more people to this organisation as well.
Exactly, and it doesn't matter whether you're 2 or whether you're 102. Everybody loves a good train,
Lee. There's plenty to choose from here.
Yeah, and I see the passion that's in the volunteers' eyes. You feel that as soon as you walk in the place. That's why I'm willing to support this. They've put some of them have put their lives into, getting this where it is at the moment. And this $10 million investment, that will just give them that final push, get them back on the track, so to speak,
yep,
where it needs to be.
So $10 million, what is on the wish list?
So as far as infrastructure from that $10
million? Yeah, is it just mainline running or is there more to it?
So there's quite a bit to it. So what we'll have to do with them is they'll have to work up a strategic tourism venture plan. They'll have to look at things like, how we get that return into tourist dividends,
yep,
back into the capital investment. They'll have to look at, there's quite an expensive obstacle to overcome when it comes to liaison with TasRail and other GBEs within the state. So there's a number of engineering aspects, there's maintenance aspects, there's litigious work that they've got to do with compliance issues, workplace safety, making sure that they've got a great, the list goes on and on.
I'm glad you covered a couple of those points, because from the outside looking in, it kind of seems a little bit easier than that. It's just, why not put the train on the line and go to Penguin? It's not that easy, is it?
And my job is never easy, and this is the depth that we get into. Even it's not just wake up one morning and announce $10 million. A lot of thought, Lee, a lot of planning, and a lot of work goes in from that committee. I mean, people don't realise the fact when we're sitting here making an announcement, a lot of work's gone into that. And these are volunteer hours, Lee.
Yep. And money has already gone
into
it. We've got Tom Wootton's here from West by Northwest. He's absolutely pumped, and he's been championing this for a long time now.
Yeah, I think it's been received really well. Tom's done a great job. Lynn Laycock's done a great job. I mean, even down there with, the engineering side of it, that does the general manager. There's so many people that's contributed so much to this, and I'm willing to get behind it.
Good luck come the election in a couple of weeks.
Good on you, Lee.
And here's to $10 million for Don River Railway.
Cheers, mate. Great to be with you this morning.